I'm no meteorologist, but I can tell you that an ill wind blew through my neighborhood this past week. It knocked down some election yard signs and blew still others completely, totally away. Funny that the wind had it in for the Democrats. Since that meteorological miracle, I've learned that other winds have come along in other neighborhoods and knocked down signs for Republicans. Mother Nature apparently crosses party lines. But it's more likely that brothers boor or sisters scoundrel, a.k.a. overzealous partisans, are behind these signs of the election times. And what those youngsters might not realize is that it's downright wrong in a moral sense, but also in an against-the-law sense to mess with another's political expression while exercising your own. After all, those who run for political office using yard signs are elected to state legislatures thanks to yard signs, and they're the ones who create the yard sign laws. And all that makes for some pretty explicit anti-yard sign destruction statutes in some places. So even though the signs themselves are free for the taking at campaign headquarters, they don't belong to the public at large. And the public at large isn't free to pick them once they're planted. Take the statute in the neighboring state of Missouri. If you steal, willfully deface, mutilate, or destroy any campaign yard sign, you've got yourself a Class 4 election offense. That itself looks bad on a resume, let alone the punishment of prison for up to a year and a fine. States like Colorado and Washington have similar laws on the books. But even in states where there isn't explicit sign destruction language in a statute, it can be a criminal act to destroy or damage one. Note the all-encompassing language in the Illinois criminal damage to property law, for example. A person commits an illegal act when he knowingly damages any property of another without his consent. That would certainly cover yard signs, even when there's an abundance of them. And as partisans know, that's not the case this year. With internet reports of yard sign destruction coming in from across the nation and resulting tips ranging from a perfumed coating to daily placing, you'd think that the law books would be filled with yard sign destruction cases from past elections. But there's only a handful, the most relevant of which involved an Indiana man caught tossing a patriotic 76-yard signs into a trash can. Arguments that he was simply retaliating against those who'd taken his mother's yard signs, and that the signs were a public nuisance anyway, didn't work, and a jury found him guilty of the crime of conversion. I'm no meteorologist, but given what's happened this year and past, I forecast sign-damaging winds and resulting chilliness with occasional temper flares until early November. I'm Amy Guida.